Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
707 in St. Louis, you are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios, Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you on the radio program, and the cat, indeed, indeed.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Well, don't sound so excited.
No, this is the show, huh?
This is it.
This is the show. No, it's great to be back from a brief hiatus. I would like to thank the listeners because the outpouring of kind words and support was unbelievable. I mean, some of the stuff that they sent along, I couldn't believe. But I didn't take it as it's just me. It's about the show. And I mean, I'm being really sincere about this. This is our show. I mean, the listeners too, us. And I think people take that very personally. And they've reached out and they showed that they are a force to be reckoned with. But it's great to be back. Everything worked out. And it usually does in the end.
Mm-hmm.
And Doug, now I get to sit back where I belong next to you.
Right back here in a brand new studio, no less.
I mean, look at what we got going on here, the cat. You have your glorious return. You come back like Jordan wearing the 4-5. And we say, you know what? Why don't we go into a new studio for this special day?
Well, you did build it for me, and I appreciate that.
That's right, Doug.
Didn't have a lot of time to put it together, but it's plush, it's luxurious, and I didn't mention
And it's about
this.
A minute and a half away from home.
Yeah, and I get to sit next to Doug.
Yeah, that's kind of a...
And it's roomier than what we've been used to. I'm not going to be much good to you, fellas.
Why is that, Doug?
I've got a nice big new chair, and kind of rocks and leans back, and I've got a nice view of the patio here at the Kirkwood Brew House.
Let's call it the paddock.
Nice view of the paddock here, and I'm just not going to be a whole lot of good to you.
We are located at Woodlawn in Manchester. He's been waiting to say that. If you want to stop on by, the nice thing with the Kirkwood Brew House patio, which had Doug its soft opening on Monday or on Friday. The listeners, really, they can just kind of pony up and just look inside. How fun is that? How nice will that be?
I'm kind of back here in the corner, so I don't think any of them will get a good look at me, which probably is
You're the guy they want to look at.
Good thing.
Don't make it a point to look at.
And my favorite feature is the little booth we have right next to the
studio. Yeah, you can walk in off the patio after having a couple of scotches and give a take.
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong with that?
It's got its own little phone booth. You know what I think that's going to be used for? Gay sex. I think there's going to be a lot of guys that are going to be attracted to each other on the patio and go, hey, why don't we steal away into the booth?
I don't think they will.
Wait, so you can open that door from in here? Is that correct?
Nurse?
Hello, Plowsy.
Plowsy, hey, what up, Cat? Good to see you.
Did we disrupt you from something?
No, just kind of getting my drops all opened up. I'm in.
Oh, all right.
Usually, I'm like Zoolander. I'm not used to turning right.
Blue
you know,
steel.
Usually I have my computer is on the left-hand side, so getting used to that. But I'm not quite for sure about the cuck booth. Just yet, if they're going to be able to come in and out.
That's called a cuck booth?
We're going to call it that. We're going to put some
signs. Do they have one of those in Camo X, like for the Burns and Brig?
No.
But it will be set up to where I have my own pot, to where I can pot the said listener up and pot him down when you need me to.
So you can just walk in off the street, walk right up to the station, and there's a little isolated booth there with a microphone where you can spit a hot take when it's
right.
The blue season's coming up, and you know those Bluesers.
Yeah.
So they're going to have hot takes lined up out the door.
Well, I don't know about that. But just to have an occasional friend drop by might be kind of it.
Wouldn't it be nice? Like what if the hipster at Tower Grove South stopped by for an email today, Doug?
Well, we don't
necessarily
him. It's
not going to be a celebrity. You know, it's not like Rob Lowe is going to pop in and talk about how he has fallen back in love with the Rams.
Do we have some sort of prize involved for the first person who comes and tries out this little bit of technology? It's not set up today, though.
Why don't you give him your Channel 4 sweatshirt?
Wow. Well, I might consider that, or a Fox Sports Midwest gift item.
I have one today.
Well, bring it in tomorrow.
All right, I'll bring in a Fox
Sports gift item. It's not set up today, though, right? It's not quite ready to go?
I would not recommend having everybody come here because I don't have the 411 on a what exact pot to pot them up with.
Okay.
And my boss actually just put his shoulder shrugs up. The guy who runs the...
He's not quite sure whether it's ready to go.
Yeah.
All right. We'll hold off on that. Meatloaf
and shoulder shrugs.
Can you see Seymour from where you're seated?
I can't. All right. Barely.
That's a big upgrade, too, from some of the places we've been.
He's so close.
Yeah.
I'm going to need a rear view.
I need a rear view mirror. Oh, God, he's right there behind me.
To see him. Yeah, he's got to be happy. He's got a huge room in there. So we have that room where the I just posted a video of the new studios and how it looks out on the Kirkwood Brewhouse patio. You can also see the Cuck Studio. I don't even know what it was called.
It isn't.
Well, like journalism school. They never told
me. Let's nip that in the bud.
Let me just say that was my idea. It's not official or anything like that. So we can rename it if need be.
And then as you'll see, Doug, I continue to turn. I'm turning clockwise in the video. You'll see the podcast studio. And then back into the studio. So, you know, we encourage the listeners to come on up and just hang out and just gaze into the window. It'll be fun. And then maybe give a take on the Cardinals or Blues or Missouri, Kentucky, big game coming up live from the Cuck Studio. So that'll be fun. Great fun.
Yeah. It'll be different, at least. At least we have our own little niche. It's different than everybody else.
Hipster Towergrove South is texting in this morning. He says, if there's a prize for the first person that comes, then I'd win every time. The hipster at Towergrove South. You can only.
I don't know what he's talking about. There.
You can only win one.
Really missed this.
Aren't you happy to be back,
Doug? Why isn't Tarasenko playing in preseason games? I paid my hard-earned money, and this sissy can't play a few minutes. I'm tired of it. Well, that's from Bubbles. I guess he'll be the tired of it for the Blues season.
Okay, I think it's because half the team is already injured, and they just assume get the season rolling at least with at least six players who can go on the ice and play.
Wow, having you three together makes me happier than any of the times my kids were born. Doug, that's Sean Mahoney's dead eye.
Maybe taking
He's got
a stretch.
That amazing radio
He's a great
show.
American.
Matt Holliday.
I don't know that he is. Oh, boy, I can see on this newfangled line that Mike Lee has already called in a couple times.
Is there a running tab?
Yeah. Yeah. He showed up on line three there a second ago. Oh, there he is again. Yeah, there he is again.
I guess we can have him be the first caller. Let's see. I'm back to having a phone shoot him up in front of me. Yeah, Mike.
Hey, you guys see me calling?
No.
We're in brand new studios.
It's on Facebook.
Is it?
Brand new studios at Woodlawn in Manchester, looking out on the patio of Kirkwood Brewhouse.
Where did you go, the two of you? Yeah.
We went to Joey V that Thursday.
Oh, that's right. Joey V's on the hill?
That downtown and Carlos.
Downtown Joey B's,
so
Doug. Are you familiar with a downtown Joey
no,
B's?
I know the one on Hampton.
What's that plow?
I think he means the landing.
The landing is so hot right now.
Landing?
Hot.
Still there?
Carla says she loved me so much.
Did she say
she
that?
She never leave me.
Oh.
Yeah, she never leave me.
Well, that's not. You two are quite an item.
And what did you have to eat?
Great question.
I just eat pizza down there.
Pizza's good.
And you were out on the golf course with Cletus and Todd Callahan and Jennings and the dealer on Saturday. Iggy, you were there too.
Yes.
Jay Reno was there.
Jennings.
All right.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, Jay Reno. And next week, the 21st, we call again.
Going out again with her, are you?
Could have sworn he said Neil Cavuto was there.
Not the Fox business gentleman.
I heard him.
And you know who don't like it?
Who doesn't like it? Penny.
Sharif don't like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Penny.
We talking about boobs?
She said something to you? She's
trivia
jealous?
Questions for first caller and first drop. They've been answered. Was that Alpina? Did he decide to go rogue at the end of his show?
No, it's Barrett. I don't think we played.
That was Barrett?
When he gave his hot take about when Clay Travis did the boobs thing on CNN. I can open it up and see if we can play the full.
Doug, I don't know if you want to hear it.
Well, okay, sure.
Mike, anything else? Real?
Anything for Doug?
Yeah,
anything? Anything for Doug?
Stink.
Anything nice for Jim take. Today on his
anything,
soft reopening?
Anything for
soft
Doug?
Reopening.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
Why you got small peanuts?
Pot him down! Pot him down!
Mike Lee is.
Something's never changed.
That's right.
Suspended.
When in doubt, go to the classics.
We don't really even Mike need Rita. To show up. We could just play old shows and it would sound just
well,
like
a good,
today's
reminds
show.
Me, Buck Swope sent me a 60-minute episode he's doing on Producer Joe and asking about MMFs. 60 minutes?
Mm.
And I have some of the audio for you, Doug, because he sent a YouTube video of it to me.
Did he?
Swope came up here on Friday. We had a little cocktail party here on the patio, and he was wearing a sport coat, but not the official green jacket.
The green one.
No, not the. I think it's the Zach Johnson 2007 one.
He's a smart guy.
He is.
Yeah, sure.
And he said he's working on this SOD, and I said, oh, producer Joe. He goes, no, it's specific. It's MMF producer Joe. Mm. So it takes us back to Rondo, and that's where I guess it originated. Go ahead with the first, if you have, because I don't know if you got.
Yeah. Well, I'm a Georgia fan, and I've often questioned if I was put in the situation to be able to have a male-male-female threesome.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
With my favorite Georgia quarterback, would I pick Quincy Carter? Would I pick Eric Zier? Maybe go back, take Buck Ballou. A lot of people would probably take Matthew Stafford. I was questioning if you could have a male-male threesome with any girl in a former Tennessee quarterback. Who are you lining up to high-five over top with?
Yeah, I mean, you got Peyton Manning, you got T. Martin, he won the national championship.
You got Heath Shuler?
Heath Shuler, yeah.
Well, guys, you know, that's an interesting question, but if Rondo was going to do that, it would just be with two female Tennessee cheerleaders, and that would be it. There would be no male threesome involving this guy.
Yeah, that's the correct answer right there.
The funny thing is, Joe's not done, Doug.
You got the opportunity to share a woman with, you know, T. Martin, for instance. Oh, unless you're worried about not measuring up, maybe then you'll take it.
You know, there's certain things I would share with T. Martin. For instance, a steak, possibly a pizza. Mm-hmm. A woman is not one of those.
Yeah.
Joe, that's a really questionable question, and I apologize, Rondo, for that was even
like I said. It's always been close between Eric Zier and Quincy Carter, and I'd take Eric Zier.
I love producer Joe.
So that gives you a little background because this is what Swope's working on. Doug's 60 Minutes, but then unfortunately, and I had forgotten about this, Rondo later aired his grievances from his appearance on this radio program.
Did he?
On his YouTube channel. And I think this is really kind of the crux of Swope's pins. Take a listen.
All right, hit the lever, Plowsy.
I was on a radio show this morning. It's the second one I've been on this year. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. InsideSTL.com. The show is the ITD Morning After.
You got that right there, buddy.
These guys are some dumb mother. But this radio station, even though the Bama radio stations were, they were smart enough to leave me on for 40 minutes because I gave them some of the most views and most callers they've ever had.
True.
It's a great experience for everyone involved. They were smart enough to keep this hot YouTube sensation on their show and just let me bring them in. They even said I was possibly the most anticipated guest they've had on their show, this Missouri radio station did. They left me on for one segment. They actually had to ask me, did I think Missouri belonged in the SEC? Missouri belongs in the SEC like the socks belong in any drawer other than the top drawer. Enough said on Missouri. Yep. Someone even asked me, I think it was producer Joe asked me, if I could have a male-female threesome with any UT quarterback and female, who would it be? Joe, if I want a threesome, I will go down to the strip to Rumors or Whiskey Dicks or wherever the hell I want to go. Or I'll go to any of these sorority houses out here. I'll line the girls up like nice little chess pieces, all like ducks in a row. Mm-hmm. And I will say, you and you, come here. Let's get to it. If I really wanted a threesome, I'd do that. I would not need to share a woman with another man. They even tried to put T. Martin on me. Say, you wouldn't share T. Martin. I said, look, guys, there's a lot of things in this world that I'd share with T. Martin. For instance, the bill at Waffle House. A pizza. One thing that I would not split as a woman. Sorry.
Doug, that's Rondo.
Put us on our plate.
Mm-hmm. He did. These guys are some dumb mother.
It hurts when someone like that calls us out, and you know that he's the one that's right.
Doug, I see a listener is out on Manchester taking a picture of the studios and debating whether or not to come into the Cuck studio.
Who was that?
I don't know, but he's taking a picture from Manchester proper, I can see. That's from Hannah's Dogs Poached Eggs is the name of the text.
But we don't even know how to open the door to that studio. Tim, your beard is getting kind of... Wild.
What do you think about that? It's as wild as the Australian.
I trim it.
Bush.
It looks good because you got some little color nuance in there. But I trim it a little.
I've been coloring my beard.
No, it's got different shades, don't you think?
He looks a lot like John Brebbia now.
John Brebbia. Is that the backup running back of
That's
the...
a pitcher for your St. Louis Cardinals.
No, I kind of tuned out in July.
Yeah.
Really?
Shrubs.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Doug, another caller is on the line. This is Matt Ehrenreich.
Oh, hello.
Are they giving their full names? Because Matt's a friend of the
now.
Show. But yeah, now
we
can, Doug, what is that going to mean
that's
now?
That's going to mean good. That's going to mean a lawsuit.
Yeah, Matt.
This is Matt Ehrenreich.
Okay, I didn't know if you were caller ID'd and you didn't want your name out there.
Oh, no, I told Sea Monster, get the full name. And, you know, Cat, it's not a man-child sup, but sup, Cat.
What's up, brother? How
wow,
you doing?
Wow, wow, wow.
Very excited
I'm
to
doing
be back.
Well.
Yeah.
Good to hear you back.
Thank
hey,
you, sir.
Quick question for you. This Friday, looking for a caddy, what do you say?
Oh, what a nice gesture.
You want him to caddy for you?
Caddy at the Ride Her Cup, Doug. It's only 4 days away. Forecast is not favorable, though.
You're asking me to caddy. Yeah, what's that?
No, I'm asking if I can caddy for you. You'll take my place playing against Tim, PGA, Dan, and Jennings.
You know, what's that line that that Marsha Brady used? Something suddenly came up.
No!
No, yeah.
She said that to George Glass? Plum.
Tim is sort of my confidant, and he knows that baseball season, I put up projects. I have a massive caulking project that I was going to get to Friday. Tim knows this. He can vouch for me.
I saw it.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Thank you, though.
This call just backfired. Doug, you available?
No, I'm not. I'm involved with lady journalism. Sorry.
Well, I'm already playing, baby.
God.
Now he's angry.
Somebody dump me off this call.
All right,
just go ahead and drop me. Pony down, Pony.
Had angst. Not playing on Friday of things to do. I just got done with baseball season, baby.
So what are you doing now?
Yeah, what do you do now?
Well, caddy.
Aside from my caddying duties and still being part of the show, which is an honor and a privilege, you want to hit the bell? Go ahead. It seemed like you were searching for it.
This bell is...
Like today, I'm getting my...
Some WD-40.
I'm getting work done on my car that I've been putting off for like a month and a half, 2 months.
What's wrong with it?
Got a brake light out. I got to change out the tires.
Huh.
And see what else. They're probably going to workshop it over there at... the Jeep place.
Yeah, I expect they would.
Yeah.
Well, you'll have time to do that now because there's no postseason play.
Well, that's another thing. I have several emails into the commissioner's office. JHE has been researching this. There are a couple of games that are questionable. We think we might be able to revisit.
You're going to need at least five.
There's a couple of games that might count because we're using a weighting system now that might make it six wins.
Oh, my gosh.
So
this would be
I'm
huge.
Hopeful, yeah. But JHE has a heck of a legal department, so we're looking at that.
Well, I know that the over-under for the season, it depended what number you got, but I think Biff called in or showed up at TMA Live to brag about how he was about to cash $10,000 on the over bet, and the Cardinals then proceeded to win like two more games, and he did not cover his wager, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm.
So Biff lost $10,000 on the over.
Oh, wow. Well, they finished strong. They lost 2 out of 3 in Pittsburgh, 3 out of 4 to the Cubs, and 2 out of 3 to the Brewers.
That's right.
So that's where his problem lay?
Yeah.
The fact that they didn't really kick it into gear there that last week.
Yeah, but they really wanted it.
Well, I don't know how much they wanted it.
What went through your mind when you were told that the contract was done?
What's that?
There's nothing better than when a game is like ninth inning, one or two outs, and you're just trying to get ready to go on the field, and Biff wants to take a picture with you.
When that
what a lovely treat. I forget what night it was. He's a very nice guy.
Oh, he's
a
treat.
So I don't want to blow him off, but I was preparing to go do journalism. I think that was one of the games that the Cards had a chance to come back.
Hmm.
Should have come back. Still got a spirit win, but in the official record, didn't come back.
Well, did you pause to take the picture anyway?
Yeah, I was. I'm nice.
Okay.
I'm nice to all the fans of Cardinal baseball.
All right. Well, that's what counts.
Yeah.
What was the vibe down there at the old ball yard as things wrapped up for the 2017 campaign?
I was told that in most cases, players pack up the final day. In this case, many had packed up a couple of days early.
Wow.
Well, ready to jet like the wind.
Because, I mean,
during the Cubs series, they packed up.
It is foreign territory for this team. They had a few days of not being in it, which, isn't usually the case. So a bunch of guys packed up early. And you could see it was sad because they know that that team won't be kept intact and some guys will be moving on. So, yeah, I think it's always
I saw
fun.
Guys patting each other on the back and hugging and saying goodbye, like, I'm not going to see you again, or at least anytime soon. So I guess they don't waste any time at all. Some of them probably heading back to their homes, like, last night or today.
Yeah, a lot of guys split yesterday. A lot of guys said, hey, can we come on the show? And I was like, well,
oh, really?
Monday's the big reunion show, so you can't
did you offer them
you.
The option of stopping in only briefly at the Cuck Studios?
I did not know that there was a Cuck Studio at the time.
Right? Yep. Now you can see it. It's
that was
right
my
there.
Bad. Yeah.
You can call in, wish the cat welcome back at 855-282-8255. The appliance discounter phone lines. You can text in 855 Cub Talk as well. And, of course, email in for the Hot Shots email today. Misty Plops wins September. Doug, we start a new month today. Good. This is going to be fun. This is going to be fun. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. It's the Hot Shots email of the day. We are in the Design Air Heating and Cooling 7 o'clock hour. Design Air with over 75 HVAC technicians. So they always provide fast and friendly service. DesignAirService.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Ben Fredrickson will be with us to discuss the Cardinal season, the off season, and Doug, break down Missouri-Kentucky. Should be a fun one. This Saturday at Lexington. Mm-hmm.
I, for one, can't wait.
What's the line?
14. Actually, I do know the answer to that. A lot of people are usually two touchdown underdogs to Kentucky in the SEC.
Well, that program has been at the top of the heap for years and years.
Yep.
You just hope that you batten down the hatches and there's something left after the hurricane passes through.
The thing about those Wildcats is wild.
Well, they're wild, yeah. They got a good club offensively, defensively, and special teams, all three phases. Kentucky will put someone out on the field.
Missouri, good football teams. Those college teams are good, huh? What are you going to do this year? I think pretty good stuff.
Yeah,
huh?
Sincerity.
Still a lot of time.
What are you going to do this year? I think pretty good stuff, huh?
Well, Lindenwood's having a pretty good year.
What are you going to do this year? I think pretty good stuff, huh?
Well, I don't think so.
I don't think he talks down at people.
Couldn't Biff have hedged on the last game? Let's be honest, there's no way that redneck prostitute banging moron hedged. That's from Mario in Chicago, Doug.
Well, those are serious charges there. I don't know that that's accurate. That he's a prostitute banging Hoosier. I don't know that that's a...
Redneck, I think there's a difference.
Oh. I think he's a great American, right?
Yes, indeed he is. He's been very nice to us. You know, we like Biff a lot.
The thing is, for Biff, if I had to wager on his wager... 10K isn't going to make or break him. That's kind of my read. Mm-mm. Don't get me wrong.
No.
It's 10K. But I don't really think it's going to make or break
him.
That
would still hurt to lose when you thought you had it in the bag.
Approved.
And then they missed by two games, though. Was it 84 and a half?
I don't know what number he... I mean, that was around... I remember 84 at the beginning of the season, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm just not sure he could have hedged the last game. Even if they won, they don't cover, I don't think.
I barely covered my Red Sox, 92, I guess it was, and they wound up with 93, and then the other one I had was the Braves at 69, and that looked like that was a lock like 2 months ago, and they only wound up winning 72. So the Cardinals, I never saw the number at 83. I always saw it at 84, 84, 84 and a half, and they finished 83 and 79, which I believe is the same record they were when they won the 2006 World Series. If memory serves, they were an 83-win team.
I thought 90. I think I said 90. Sounds about right. I was off, Doug, just by a by a hair.
Yeah, that's all right.
I truly am intrigued to see what they will do this offseason. I think, as you made reference to the cat, a number of guys who were there yesterday will not be there when they reconvene in Jupiter, Florida in mid-February.
I do think they're getting a big bat.
Who, if you had to put cash on it, going to be Josh Donaldson?
That's the one that everyone, and it seems like a bat. But what if it's a guy who... we're not even certain would be available via trade.
Bob Horner,
for example.
Geez, he's in his late 50s.
He's up to four bills now,
I don't know.
But
that was the replacement for Jack Clark.
That's right. 1988. That
didn't work.
And the Cardinals won the NL East in 88 with 102 wins.
The buzz is Jeff Burrows, but
Jeff Burrows with the Rangers? That. His son has even played and retired. How about JD Martinez as a free agent? This is a guy who hit like 48 home runs this year between the Tigers and the Diamondbacks.
Oh, but don't
he
you
hit
think
almost you're... 30 after the trade.
Right, but don't you think that might be buying high for a guy? I mean,
JD Martinez has been a heck of a player. He's a guy that kind of flies under the radar, but he is a heck of a player.
I don't know if he's transformational. I know the numbers he after the trade were Ruthian. I get that. So don't keep repeating that. I get it. I don't know if he's transformational. I want like a Arenado guy, a guy who not only fills the position.
That's not realistic, though.
Well, I'm not saying that it's a guy that is everyone's talking about. I'm saying that's the type of guy I want. Okay, not just a guy who had a hot streak after he was traded.
Okay, well, I want Mike Trout.
All right.
You just got to be realistic when you think who might be out there. And Arenado's not going to be out there, and Trout's not going to be out there. Maybe Stanton, but beyond him, I don't know how many transformational guys there really are in the league.
Well,
maybe 10.
You can work out a trade, and Stanton is a possibility, though I wouldn't say it's a very high possibility.
You think he's gone from the Marlins in general, not necessarily coming to St. Louis, but gone from the Marlins in general?
I do think he's gone. I have a feeling it's not here, though. I do think they're going to go out and get another starting pitcher, because I think the Lance Lynn thing obviously is not going to happen. But they do recognize.
You say obviously. I'm sure some people don't necessarily think it's obviously. Why do you say it's obviously?
From talking to folks in the front office and also Lance Lynn, who said there's been zero communication. They do have that exclusive period where they can negotiate. I just don't think they're going to go 5 years, which is what Lance Lynn will probably get elsewhere, and deservedly so. I also think Nicasio would be a good fit to bring him back. He said he wants to come back. I also think they need someone else in the bullpen just to make sure you have enough options at the end of game.
I think they need a few more arms in the bullpen. I don't imagine O will be back.
Probably not.
I don't know how much you're going to trust Brett Cecil, even though you still got him under
contract.
He's going
to be there, and you're hoping that he can turn around. And then the Wainwright situation is interesting because he's going to get a scope, which is not a scap. A scope is better than a scap. On Tuesday, and he has said all along he wants to be a starter next year. Mike Matheny said, absolutely, we consider him a starter. You have to see how that that scope takes. But as they look ahead to their rotation, they have young guys, but they also have to make sure that these guys are ready. So they have some work to do in terms of the starting rotation as well to replace a guy like Lance Lynn.
Mike, I'm still calling him Mike. That's great. It's only 5 years old. Giancarlo Stanton said on Friday night to Fan Rag Sports. Doug, do you write for Fan Rag?
I don't.
I don't want to rebuild. I've lost for 7 years. And it mentions that by now, veteran guys around the clubhouse are openly wondering where they may be shipped next year. St. Louis seems to be a popular guess for some. And Stanton, thanks to his record $325 million contract, which contains a full no-trade clause, the one guy who can stay if he wants to, or direct to a large degree where he goes. And if you do recall, there was that gentleman with ties to the Marlins, who was on our show a few months ago, who said that he nixed or let the Marlins front office know that he would not want to come to St. Louis, but he was interested in going to the Bay Area should the Giants want to make a move on him.
Didn't he say that at a meeting it was discussed, but no one had spoken directly to Stanton?
Right.
They just got the feeling that he would not come to St. Louis. It didn't seem like it was totally buttoned down, that story.
Well, the Cardinals certainly have a lot of good young players. And I don't think we're necessarily overhyping them when you look and see what Memphis did this year. Just had an unbelievably good season at AAA. I think if there's one organization that could package four or five young players for a Stanton, it might be the Cardinals. I don't know if the Giants are in that same kind of situation. I doubt it.
I just don't want to see the Cardinals do something. And I don't think they would just to say just to do something, because I don't think that's what they would do. But I don't want to see them. Like I read Benjamin Hockman's column, I guess it was Saturday morning, about how, you know, it was a weird spot to be in Friday night. That was the first time since 2010, they were playing a regular season game with zero postseason implications. And from that, even though they didn't go to the postseason 2 years in a row, they were playing for it, or they headed into a day playing for it in 2016, and all the way up through Thursday, they were playing for it as well. And what he said, and again, this I'm not pointing out and picking on Hockman. I think what he is conveying is a sense from some of the fan base. They have to do something. And then what gets hammered, and obviously when it comes to me, like if this were coming for the cat, people go, it's rights holder, rights holder, rights holder. Well, I hold no rights. I just observe the Cardinals did spend money last offseason. They spent a hell of a lot of money. Whether you now, with the benefit of 1 year hindsight, agree with where they spent it, that's a separate discussion. I know that it was very popular when they signed Dexter Fowler last year. I did not like the terms of the deal. And Brett Cecil was kind of a neither here nor there thing to me. And now you see how, unfortunately, that in year one has played out. So my point is, I don't want to see them just do something just because people then go, look, they're second in the league in attendance and they should do something because they're so mad that the organization is profiting. If you do something irresponsible, you pay for it. You don't pay for it necessarily strictly financially, but you pay for it with bad baseball because you have to put these guys in the lineup. Even if you're going, why is this guy in the lineup? They're in the lineup because they're making a bunch of money, and that's the way that it plays out. You don't see guys with nine-figure contracts riding pine all that often. So, you know, look, for example, at Albert Pujols. Buck Swope pulled up these numbers. He was the least valuable player in baseball this year. And there's still, what, 5 years left on that deal?
I don't know what measure they're using for that.
He
drove in
right?
100 runs.
Yeah. It was his war. Yeah. And it was minus, I don't have to pull it up, but either way, it was minus two, I think, if I'm not mistaken, give or take. And the point being that when you do business, and like Adam Wainwright, even though there's only, what, 1 year left on that, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're stuck with that for another 5 years. But if you do business emotionally, it can wind up burning you. And that cuts both ways. You're doing business emotionally because you want to keep a guy, a Cardinal, or any organization for the duration of his career. And on the other side of it, fans are emotional about a disappointing season, even though it's only been 2 years missing the playoffs. You're 2 years removed from a 100-win season. And then you go out and do something rash. And I would hate to see them do that. At the same time, when you look at the free agent landscape, it's so blah offensively that, you know, I don't know where that would be. It would be more from a trade standpoint.
That's why, to me, if you have
the bullpen money is going to be, I wonder if they'll go after Wade Davis.
I would like to see that.
Yeah.
And Nicasio has been good, and he's been a closer. I would like to see him in the mix, but I wouldn't at this point want to put all my eggs in one basket because we've seen that not work quite often. So I would like to see them bring Nicasio back and also get somebody else. But if you take a position, first base, third base, which offensively and in many cases defensively needed upgrades, and you can get a legitimate brand name player, I know Arenado may not, you know, is likely not being traded, but there are other guys like the guy in Baltimore, that type of player who can plug in at a position that needs upgrading. I don't know how big of a risk that would be because it's a position that needs upgrading, and you're putting a big bat in the middle of the lineup. That, you know, to me, those are the kind of guys that whatever the cost, whatever you have to give up, would be worth it.
Manny Machado you're talking about, and he's a free agent?
No.
He has a year after, so he and they're so hemorrhaging money and not winning, so you would think he would be likely be a guy who you could trade for.
Yeah. Well, that guy in particular would cost you
a great year this year.
He'd cost you a ton of players, and you might lose him a year later, so that It's never simple with the stars of the game.
And to me, they have so many outfielders. So what you do is, and there's some of these guys that I have great relationships with, but you put all these guys on the market, and then you figure out what the best deal is, what you can get most in return. And you start, because that's where they're dealing from a strong hand is with their young outfield talent.
Here's Buck Swope's post, Doug. Albert Pujols was the worst player in Major League Baseball in 2017 based on his negative 1.9 wins above replacement, on track to set career worst in batting average, 242 OBP, jeez, 287. Holy moly. Slugging percentage, 387. Walk rate, 5.8%. Isolated power, 0.146, while striking out more frequently than ever, 14.7% of the time. He did drive in 101 runs, batting exclusively in the 3 and 4 holes behind Mike Trout for the bulk of the season. And the Angels are in line to pay him another $127 million.
Wow.
It's $114 in salary over the next 4 seasons, plus $3 million when he gets his 3,000th hit. He's 32 away, and $10 million in his personal services contract. That's greater than the sum that the Cardinals paid him even when you count the deferred money at face value for his 11 seasons here. That's the
most overpaid player, probably. But the worst, I don't buy that.
Well, it's not a subjective. That's just laying out. Now, it's if you disagree with wins above replacement, then that's a separate thing.
Well, I would in that case. A guy who drives in 100, I don't care who he's playing for. To have a worst season ever and you hit 242, there'd be a lot of people who would like to have a worst season ever where they hit 242. It's not an Albert Pujols average, but I think it's a gross exaggeration to say Albert Pujols is the worst player in Major League Baseball.
And just salary, 117 left. I mean, that would be a big free agent signing. And clearly, he's not the same guy.
Well, no.
I agree. Mm-hmm. If you're knocking 100 runs, that's good. I'm not saying
the worst players don't disagree with WAR,
but my point is, he's on the decline, and you have that much money left.
The worst players don't get enough at-bats to try to drive in 100 runs.
Cruddy from Winghaven. Doug, you know Cruddy?
Don't.
I do. He's a good guy. He says, Jose Fernandez... Owner, unless this is a bunch of texts coming in separately. Jose Fernandez, owner, decided to sell. Tavares was highest rated. You don't recover from a loss like that quickly. They are rebuilding. Prospect in 2014, there were loads of names he was ranked higher than. Fans just can't see that. That's from Cruddy from Winghaven.
Okay, Crudzy. All right. Well, I hope they get some big transitional type player.
Yeah, I do too.
I
just don't know who it would be. I'm sure they have their eyes on people. I don't know who it would be. And then we can narrow it down, I suppose. I think. Like, you know they're not going to do anything at shortstop. I think we would agree with that.
Yeah,
they're not going to do anything at catcher.
Unless you want to move DeJong to third base, which is a possibility.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I think he'd be fine there too.
But I just don't know what shortstop. So you not only have DeJong here, but then what shortstop would be. And that's not like I've been sifting through rosters.
I haven't.
But if you're looking for a transformational player, you know, you would think it would be one of the corner spots or in the outfield. I'd be shocked if Randall Grichuk and Stephen Piscotty are in Jupiter, Florida, unless they're playing for the Marlins somehow, which I suppose is actually possible if you play out the Stanton hand. I think at least one of them is gone. The bullpen is something that, you know, played a large role, a monster role in the debacle of the first half of the season in particular. But I just don't know if, you know, you're talking Stanton, Machado, Donaldson, are we missing?
Would it excite you to sign Eric Hosmer and move Carpenter to third base?
He's a good player, but no, not my guy.
How old is he now?
27, I think.
Oh, is that it?
26, 27? Wow. Yeah, he's young.
And he got it going.
I think this
on.
Is his first contract.
Let's see what Big Al has to say, because I know people like to hear from him. Good morning, Big Al.
Well, well, well. How you doing, Cat?
I'm great. It's great to be back nestled in Doug's bosom.
I beg your pardon.
You're darn right. Hey, I got a suggestion. Why don't we get an effing manager? Because I said it for 2 years in a row, and I'm going to say it for the third year, and we just got done getting our butts beat yesterday. We're not going to win with Matheny at the helm. So there you go. Oh, wait a minute. We've had injuries. Wait, we've had this. No, we're not going to win with Matheny. Now, Randy, good job to bring our guy back, because I walked out of the remote, and I wasn't coming back. I wasn't participating. But now I'm back, fans, because Cat's back. We rallied for the Cat. We love you, Cat. We love you, Randy. Thanks for the great move. And we're all back together again. And I can't believe we're all back together. Cat, I really missed you, buddy.
I missed you, too. And it's great to be back. And you guys really, I got to say, you guys stepped up. You really did. Thank you, Big Al.
Yeah, how about the listeners? How about the listeners? Doug, how about these listeners?
How about them?
The fan page, for one, is a force to be reckoned with, whether or not they post vile pictures.
They do.
Did you post my little
I did.
I posted my first time ever on the fan pin because I wanted to thank the listeners. And on social media, they were very nice. And some of the professional athletes had seen something in the paper, and they were asking me what was going on. And they, too, joined team.
I saw that. I saw Adam That's Wainwright, silly. Colton Wong, I think Randall Grichuk.
Yeah. And Seve Ballesteros also.
Seve Ballesteros.
Oh, no, I don't think he did.
The dashing Spaniard.
I don't think he did.
The number of emails And usually, as I say, I respond to nearly every email I get. And so I let people know I wouldn't be responding. But there were a few that I stopped to read, and it was just like, oh, my God. I mean, these are powerful emails. I'm not talking about, like, forceful and angry, that type of stuff.
Personal.
I'm talking about, yes.
And it's really about the show, about how the show has lifted them at a time where things weren't going well or the importance to their day-to-day. So it was really, like I said, I appreciated everything, but I never took it like, oh, it's about me. It's about Doug. It's about Tim. It's about Plowsy. It's about Iggy. It's about Sea Monster. It's about this show. This show, I think it's dumb. Okay, I'm on record.
Doug disagrees.
It's one of the worst shows in America.
Just like Pujols.
But it means something to the folks because it's our thing, and they're in on it too.
La Cosa Nostra.
Yeah. I don't know that lifts anybody up when we're talking about cuts.
Doug, if you would have seen some of these emails, Doug, honestly, hard almost not to tear up at some of them.
Cut it out.
It's the truth.
And not just one. I mean, there were hundreds and hundreds, and there were so many that shared a personal story where something one of us said, you know, pick them up at a time when they... So, I mean, yes,
but one of us said pick them up.
Yeah, like something that made them laugh, that stayed with them, a phrase or... A certain show where we discussed something that meant something to them, one after another, Doug. These weren't made up. Now, I know they'll put your face on a Photoshop of Lou Ferrigno's nude body,
right.
And that's inappropriate. Right. I want to say...
You are
right
condemning
now,
that.
Those are
I'm
the fan
saying
members,
that that's
I know.
Inappropriate. But for the most part, our listeners are great Americans, people on the fan pin, great Americans.
Doug, nearly 6,000 have joined that fan pin. Why don't you be number 6,000?
6,000. Well, I have reasons.
I've posted on there. Doug, why don't you?
Yep.
I have reasons.
I have posted.
Yeah, I know you have.
Yeah, you can see the video of the new studios and the cat's post on the TMA fan page on Facebook.
So you're a member now.
The record.
No, I'm not on Facebook, but I posted.
He sent me an email, and then I cut and pasted it
on
his behalf.
Okay.
And John Vaughn posted something from you at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was going on? So was there something?
Well, we couldn't get anyone to wait on us at that Buffalo Wild Wings there on Henley. Long, long wait. Long. And I couldn't get anything to drink. After about 35 minutes, I finally got this tiny little chicken wrap that had some hot sauce in it. I couldn't get a drink. So I got up and helped myself to the water at one of the waitress stations. I was desperate for something to drink. I didn't think that was going too far out of line.
Why do you get the Doug Vaughn treatment?
Well, I don't demand or expect any special treatment. Just, you know, every 25 minutes or so, I'd like to see a waitress there. I'd like to get a glass of water if I could.
Let me share my dining experience.
Oh, you have some fine dining?
So my wife and I celebrated our wedding anniversary, and I'm not trying to brag, okay?
12 years.
14? But
14 years, huh?
But so, we wanted to celebrate in style, and of course, getting everything straightened out with the station, money is no object now. So we went to a Japanese hibachi.
Yeah.
Where they throw a shrimp in your mouth.
Wonderful.
They threw it at you?
Yeah. They throw a shrimp in your mouth. And then you're at a table with people you don't know, and everyone's making conversation.
You like pretend you're a dolphin or something?
No, that's what they do. The hibachi chef, he's cutting.
Chop, 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 cheeky.
Chop, chop, cheeky.
Chop, chop.
And then he takes the spatula.
Yeah.
And he flips shrimp at the customer, and you're supposed to catch it. Orca style.
And if you don't, it's all over your your shirt.
Yeah. Thank you.
There's Orca right there.
That did sound like Flipper. What a wonderful presentation. Doug, a lot of shows in the 50s and 60s with animal interaction. Mr. Ed, Flipper, and Lassie. Am I missing anyone?
Big Ben. A Gentle Ben. Gentle Ben.
Oh, that was about a guy with his pet gerbil, and he used to light his tail and then run up a tube.
Ronnie Howard's brother had this big bear as a pet.
Don't you think at this moment it's appropriate to sing the Flipper theme? Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning, no one you see is smarter than he.
They faster than
Flipper, Flipper,
lives in a world full of wonder.
Wow.
Mine was better.
Wow. Sounds like a Christmas song. I'm sorry. Holiday song.
Under the
Tennessee. Oh, listen to it.
Is that a little gerbil? That sounds like a little gerbil, like a feisty one, too.
Wonderful.
Flipper, the dolphin is a friend of mankind. There's some sort of kinship. I don't know.
Both mammals.
It's like our only real friend in the sea.
There it is right there again.
No, every once in a while, you'll come across like a chatty flounder.
You don't, really.
Also, some Cardinal news yesterday. Doug, I don't know if you guys got to this on Sports Sunday or not.
What is it?
Thank you, St. Louis, for another year of St. Louis Cardinals baseball. Even though we didn't make the wild card, we still had a memorable year. In case some of you haven't heard, 2020 will be my last season at Busch Stadium.
2020? Who's that?
This is the guy who stands outside of the third base gate dressed as Superman. He is announcing he will be retiring at the end of the 2020 season.
Well, that is difficult to hear.
Thanks again from the bottom of my heart. I look forward to spending my first of my last three seasons with you all next year. Fly high, St. Louis Superman, Doug. Oh, is that going to make this organization maybe act a little more aggressively this offseason, knowing that there's only three more?
I think you have to consider a franchise relocation somewhere.
Doug, let me ask you this.
If you don't have him, you know, what do you got?
If you're an uninvited guy masquerading as a superhero who just hangs around hoping people will give him $5 to take a picture, what would cause you to announce a retirement 3 years down the road?
I just don't know.
Is it a scheduling thing?
I don't know. I've never met the man. Don't know the man. I've seen the man, but I don't know him.
But you used to run around in a costume, didn't you?
I never did, no.
Is that not true?
No. The Cardinal Cowboy there.
I thought, didn't you say that you would dress up as Aquaman?
I've never done such. No.
Well, I had the wrong guy. My apologies.
That was kind of tough, though. You're already disappointed. The season's coming to an end. No playoffs. And then
now
you
hear that
in 2020.
At least we have time to prepare ourselves emotionally. That's not him. That's a different guy.
It's another uninvited guy. No offense.
What is the deal exactly with Superman? What is he trying to accomplish with that?
I believe the deal is who doesn't like a tight fitting spandex outfit type thing, right? I mean, it just feels right in public.
Oh god!
But then I think you also have people that want to take a picture with you, and they'll slip you some money.
They do. They give him money for that.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the deal. I don't think he really considers himself a crime fighter.
No, but he might be, very interested in getting some attention for himself and just running around doing that.
I think I prefer the guy that paints his face and runs around with a cape like he does that mile run. You know what he does?
Yeah,
back and
I've
forth.
Seen him too. Yeah.
That guy kind of scares me because he comes out of nowhere just going full speed with face paint. It's just odd.
He retired this year.
No, he won.
Yeah, he announced it in 2014.
And didn't even announce it, yeah. Just didn't show up anymore.
Boy, we are a franchise in transition, fellas. Could have some rocky roads ahead.
Doug, that Hanley Buffalo Wild Wings is the worst. I got kicked out of that bitch. Thanks. It's from 314.
Now, is that the one where you have to park in a parking deck?
Yeah. Parking garage.
I had one of the worst experiences there 2 years ago. I actually got up and left. My food was completely cold.
Wow, this must be their calling card.
And I remember parking in that parking deck, like across the street, or cattywampus to it. Yeah.
And who did you go to lunch with or dinner?
Group of people. Group.
Did anyone get
John
the wings?
John Vaughn was there because he took a picture and posted on the fan page.
Why don't you get the wings?
He got boneless wings. He got 12 boneless wings, $18. These are basically chicken McNuggets. It's a boneless wing. It's not really
a
wing.
Yeah, but probably good sapphire.
It's a chicken McNuggets. I believe they're glazed in gold.
$18 for 12 McNuggets.
And he paid for it, or did you?
I paid for it.
Nice.
Thank you, Father. Mm-hmm. You're a good father. Mm-hmm. You should take all of us out to lunch.
Well, you live and
learn. For $18 nuggets.
You live and learn.
TMA is like family. Tim is like the older brother you want to always be like. The cat is the cool uncle. And Doug, you're like the sexy stepdad that everybody wants to bend over and play with your no-no area.
Okay, who is this?
Text of the day.
This guy and his stepfather have a hell of a relationship.
That's sad, Panda. Yeah, he just got himself a text of the day. Holy crap.
No, he didn't. He just got himself suspended. He just got himself suspended. A period of 2 days' time.
What a great good deal.
Free cheesesteak at the Post Sports Bar and Grill.
Hot shots. Leather-bound suspension. Logule. Hey, thank you, Wrightsy, for allowing me to use one of your ink pens.
It's the Design Air Heating and Cooling 7 o'clock hour. Design Air. Jackie Papers. Pretty good. It's important to have your furnace checked every year to ensure safe and efficient operations, so we recommend that you call Design Air. We've been calling, serving St. Louis since 1904. It's 1904, not 1984. Who won the cup in 84? The Oilers?
I don't believe they had the NHL in 1904.
No, 84.
You said
84.
1984. I would say probably the Oilers.
Yeah, I think it was the Oilers.
We got Edmonton. Yep.
Thank you. Seth Goldkamp and his family, fourth generation owners, Design Air technicians don't work on commission, and they provide fast and friendly maintenance or emergency service. Doug, the cat and I are all Design Air customers. Call them 314-739-1600. That's 314-739-1600 or designairservice.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. It's hard to stop a train. Ben Fredrickson will join us coming up at 8:30. We'll talk about the 2017 Cardinal season, look ahead to the 2018 offseason. What does he think is realistic? Missouri. Yeah. We'll talk about that, as Missouri might be one of, like, for real, I would say there's seven SEC schools that could have coaching changes, probably when it's all said and done, 4 to 5, but seeing how things play out over the next 2 months, I certainly think Kevin Sumlin, even though he has righted the ship recently at Texas A&M, could be up for, as you describe it, Doug, snatch grabs.
I've never said that.
Barry Odom, Butch Jones, who's the other one? Oh, Ole Miss is already an interim situation.
LSU lost to Troy
this
weekend.
But Troy's been playing well. I could see Dan Mullen leaving Mississippi State, even though Stingray doesn't see that happening because he says he's just thrilled to be living in Starkville. Mm-hmm. And Brett Bielema, that's seven coaches right there. Now, the question is, if the Missouri job opens up, would Saban leave? I know it's later in his career, but would he leave to come to Columbia?
Of course. Intriguing. Yeah.
You don't think that's on his radar?
You already have that recruiting class in place for next year, you
right.
know.
But they got zero players from Missouri. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we'll discuss that as well. And hey, Doug, here come your St. Louis Blues opening up the season.
Well, I'm ready for that. I'm ready for that if they can keep some people out of sick bay. Boy, they've got just all kinds of injuries. It's just unbelievable what's happened in the preseason.
That sucks.
It really does.
Fabry out
that
for
one's
year.
That one's the one that's just brutal.
The others
brutal.
They can come back from. It's awful.
So all of that's coming your way here on the radio program. Send your emails in. Hot Shots email today. The cat is back. We're in a brand new studio. The Tim McKernan Show podcast launches later today. All kinds of things going on as we look out on the Kirkwood Brewhouse studios. The brand new patio is out there. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After here on 590 The Fan KFNS live from the Gateway Beauty Studios.